پایگاه فرهنگی اطلاع رسانی راسخون.
Now in the previous example that I just showed you, we ended up interacting with the control at a pretty low level, that bulleted list control. We actually went in and called clear items. Let's just review that quickly. So we called clear on the items collection right here, and then we iterated across our collection of items and manually called add to inject a new list item for each one. It turns out this is a very common thing to do. I'm not the specific code, but the concept of taking a collection of items and displaying them in a control that is capable of displaying multiple items together. So instead of doing this by hand every time, ASP.NET supports a data binding model, which is going to be what you'll tend to use for taking collections of items and binding them to controls like we did. So the way this works is, first of all, I'll need to come up with a collection of some items. So instead of calling that function over and over, I'm going to keep it simple and actually just define a string array with all the items I want to show. Now, this could be any enumerable collection. So it could be the results of a database query. It could be a data table or a data set in memory. It could be a strongly typed generic list class, whatever you want, as long as it implements the IEnumerable interface. And the data binding mechanism looks like this. You set the data source property on the control equal to the collection of items you want it to bind to, and then you explicitly call data bind. So this is a much more common technique for populating a control's contents when you want it to display contents from a collection like so. So let's go ahead and modify our sample here to use the data binding model. So again, I have the slide example in the lower right hand corner here, and I'm going to go up to my page and drop in that member variable definition that contains the 10 items of data that I want to bind to. Okay, and let's go down to our load handler now, and instead of doing all this manual code injection or manual binding ourselves, let's bind the control directly ourselves. So I'm going to say display list dot data source is going to be equal to the display item data, so that's the array up above, and then we just call display list dot data bind, and that will cause it to walk across the collection and inject each item respectively into its internal collection. So down here, these three items will be replaced with whatever dynamic binding occurs at this point right here. So let's go ahead and try running that, see if we get pretty much the same results, which is what we expect. And indeed we do, although my items are numbered 1 through 10 now instead of 0 through 9, but that's an artifact of my array declaration. Okay, so usually you won't end up interacting with the controls at that low a level, because you have this data binding mechanism in place to take collections of data and bind them to the controls on your behalf.